Maddox doesn't update. The end is nigh. 4th of February 2007. This is Grease Monkey reporting for our news. Mormonville, Utah. Author and college dropout George Ozonian, better known by his pseudonym Maddox, has once again failed to meet his own updates deadline, subsequently causing agricultural devastation, worldwide chaos, and soon, the apocalypse. Fans and critics alike agree that this is a bunch of bullshit. Mixed feelings of denial, depression, and anger are mutually felt.
How could he do this?
Says one Maddox Mania user who cannot live without Maddox's poster on his wall.
I can't believe this, dude. I mean, you can only read the alphabet of manliness so many times. He updated only 4 times in the last year. Oh, I'm sorry, you're writing a book. Tough shit. Stop giving us blue balls and update already, dick.
Maddox's latest news update is, /was/whatever, as follows. News. 24th of February 2007.
I'll be pitching off a few updates probably this week.
Of course, if we examine the statement carefully, we can find the use of the word probably and several dots prove to be uncomforting. With a cult-like following, the sinister Maddox can easily manipulate the emotions of his readers, causing many to believe that he may be a psychic energy vampire or some stupid shit like that. Regardless, authorities have been investigating the matter, attempting to prevent the imminent apocalypse caused by Maddox's apathy for the feelings of his fans. Theories on how and why this could happen vary. Some claim that Maddox may have written about everything ever already ever and has run out of ideas. However, many are optimistic and few are looking forward to the apocalypse.
I don't have a son,
said Miss Ozonian, alleged mother of Maddox, who was interviewed for her relevance.
My son died a long time ago. That filth, the best page in the universe, is not my son.
I win the Techie Theme Award. Oh, sorry.